This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early fall, the third week of the cricket and the katydid moon. Fall does not come all at once with equinox. It's been coming since the 26th of June, when the days started to grow longer again, the northern hemisphere tilting away from its source of heat. The sun rose from the east-northeast and set west-northwest 3 months ago. Now it rises almost due east and sets due west. Dawn and dusk continue to move south at the rate of about 1 degree every 72 hours until December solstice. The night sky is changing too, and the stars are predicting winter. By 9 o'clock, Cygnus, the swan, migrates overhead through the Milky Way, facing southwest into Sagittarius. Winged Pegasus is poised in the east. By 10 o'clock, the infallible sisters of autumn, the Pleiades, will have risen behind Bellerophon's steed, and then Taurus will come up, and Aldebaran, precursor of January. Orion follows after midnight, so the way ahead is clear enough. Average temperatures, which varied only 1 or 2 degrees at the height of middle summer, dropped a full 4 degrees in August, and now they fall 4 degrees almost every week. Nearly 200 species of birds have begun to leave the region by equinox, and only about 60 remain, and those will be on their way at the close of October. By that time, the signs will be unmistakable. Leaf color will have peaked, and all of the wildflowers except a few asters and goldenrod and chicory will have gone to seed. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early fall. In the meantime, go outside after midnight and find the Pleiades, a tight cluster of stars rising over the eastern horizon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.